You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for listening. We are checking in on how the UW system is responding to the global pandemic as courses go online, professors get guidance on what to do with their classes, and with the reality of community spread and positive tests surfacing on at least two UW campuses, that's really caused faculty, staff, and students to scramble. Are you a UW system student? How have you been affected? Maybe you're a parent of a university student. Has your son or daughter moved back home? Do you work for the UW? Have you been sent home? Can you work remotely? Your questions, they're all welcome. 800-642-1234. Robert Kramer is Vice President for Administration of the UW System. He's overseeing facilities planning, information technology, human resources, and other services. Robert, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, we've learned one employee at UW-Milwaukee this week. There was a UW-Madison Veterinary School employee last week. Do we know of any other UW System employees or students who have tested positive thus far?
Those are the students and employees that I'm aware of. I did see UW La Crosse also announced a household member tested positive yesterday. So this is obviously very fast moving.
Do you know at all how many UW students or system employees have been tested for the virus?
I do not have that information. No, I don't know.
There are health centers for students on system campuses straight across the state. What is the role of health centers right now? Are they closed too?
Health centers are still working to provide support to our students. It's a first point of contact if students have questions or concerns. A lot of what they do is help the students decide whether or not to go to a public health place to be tested or just to take some precautions.
So they're like a triage at this point for students.
Exactly, helping us get information out to our students and others in the community.
So we've seen canceled classes straight across the state, moving to instruction online. What are UW System regional campuses and the large campuses, Madison, Milwaukee, are they all in lockstep right now in their response, or are there different schedules going on at the different campuses?
So the campuses are making different decisions based on the circumstances locally. UW System is trying to facilitate and provide guidance where it's important, but it's really critical that the chancellors and the campus leadership are able to respond to the situation that they are dealing with and seeing locally.
And what are those responses like right now? What are you seeing around the state, in terms of the system?
So it's been a range of responses from different institutions, deciding when to move classes to alternative delivery because different campuses had different spring break start dates, for example. There was kind of a cascading the decision to move classes from in-person after break to moving to alternative delivery, including online. A number of those campuses now are looking at, do they continue to be alternative delivery through the remainder of the semester or not? I know that Madison, Milwaukee, I believe Green Bay and La Crosse and Stout have announced that there'll be alternative delivery for the remainder of the semester, for example.
And when you say alternative delivery, this is specifically online classes only. Is that right?
So it's a range of things that the faculty can do to help our students to ensure that, one, students who are planning to graduate this spring can still graduate, and then, two, other students can continue to make academic progress towards their degrees. Those are two of the really critical things that are informing our activities in the context of the overall goal of protecting the health and safety of students, their families, employees, and communities. So, for example, math courses may be delivered in an online format. Music classes or music activities may take a very different form with respect to using some kind of a collaboration tool like Zoom to have a meeting and the students and the faculty working together through that tool.
Well, I'm thinking like organic chemistry. What about these heavy lab courses? What are they doing?
So the lab courses are challenging, and that's where faculty, department chairs, deans, and students are really working to figure that out. I think we'll see a variety of solutions. It's also critically important that as we continue providing these services to our students, we're working with our accrediting bodies to make sure that the quality of the academic program meets the expectations of those bodies.
What are the accrediting institutions telling you right now? What is their guidance to you as a system?
I think they're recognizing that these are unprecedented times, and they're trying to work with us in our academic programs to identify appropriate solutions. It's been really encouraging and uplifting to see how people have pulled together to recognize this is something we've never seen before, and we have to all work together to find ways to continue to support our students.
We're talking with Rob Kramer, Vice President for Administration of the UW System. We're looking at the system's response in the face of COVID-19. With your questions front and center, are you a UW student or a UW employee? How have you been affected by the closures, by going online for teaching? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Rob, moving classes online is an option where it's feasible and students have internet access. But what about those students and instructors in more rural areas where broadband is lacking?
I think that's an important question. You know, one of the things that we're working on is helping students who don't have access find different ways. So, for example, some of the campuses have communicated to students you can stay in the residence halls if you are not able to access the courses where you live otherwise, or if you have no place to go, you can also stay in the residence halls and the dining is still available.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. So some students who have no place to go are able to stay in specific dorms on the campuses of system campuses. Is that right?
Yes. We're working very carefully with students to make sure that they have options and being supportive of them.
So in these specific dorms, how are students spaced apart? What is the social distancing like?
So one of the things about having many of the students not in the residence halls right now is just the improvement that creates for social distancing. Each campus is looking at how to, again, communicate and encourage students to maintain social distancing, even if they are in the residence halls. And that's something they have to work on and decide campus by campus.
And what about food for these students who are staying? Where are they getting their food?
Kate, we continue to provide food service, obviously at a very reduced level, because it is important that the students have access to the dining services while they're in the residence halls.
And so are they all going to one single food source, or are there multiple options for the students in terms of trying not to gather more than 10 people in the same space?
So each campus is going to have a number of different options for students to get their food, but we're also very cognizant of the importance of social distancing and trying to work with public health officials to keep students further apart while they're dining.
What will happen to these students and for these students if dining halls do need to close?
We'll make alternative arrangements, for example, food delivery. Rather than having the students come to the dining hall, have easy takeout food that they can pick up or it can be delivered to them.
We're talking with UW System's Vice President for Administration, Rob Kramer, is here taking your calls on the system's response to COVID-19. Are you an international student? How is the UW system shutting down affecting you? Do you have visa concerns? Have your classes moved completely online? How is it going? Be part of this, 800-642-1234. Email your questions to ideas@WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute with Rob Kramer right here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're looking at the UW System's response to the coronavirus pandemic. UW System schools, they've closed classrooms, sent non-essential staffers home to work, moved courses online, as we've been talking about, for spring semester, if not longer, to deter the spread of this virus. Do you work for the UW system? Can you do your job from home, or are you losing hours and pay? Is your business near a campus? How has the campus closure affected your business? Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have UW System Vice President for Administration, Rob Kramer, staying with us. So, Rob, UW System is one of the largest employers in the state, almost 40,000 faculty and staff around Wisconsin. What are the universities telling their employees to do right now?
So I think it's a couple messages we're trying to get across to our employees. First and foremost, obviously, is keeping them safe and taking into consideration how do we help them during these difficult times. Every one of the campuses has been working with its employees to identify those individuals who do need to come to campus still to work to perform their duties, their responsibilities. For many of our other employees, we've been able to arrange where they can work remotely, whether it's telecommuting or doing something else, so that they can continue to perform their functions and support the students and other activities that we have to keep going.
And you head up IT services as well under your big umbrella there. How is information technology holding up?
So far, information technology is holding up remarkably well. I have to say, if this had happened 12 months ago, we'd be in a very different place. But over the last 2 years, we've been moving our learning management system, which supports a lot of the online and other types of delivery, to a cloud-based system. And that is really paying unexpected dividends now because we've been able to scale up very quickly to support the faculty and students.
And so you can work from a secure cloud system, and many employees can actually do this from regardless what UW System campus you're on?
Yes, exactly. They can all access their instructional platform and provide information out to the students.
So for the people, for the employees who can't work from home, is paid leave being offered to those employees who can't work remotely?
Yeah. This past week, we instituted both a new telecommuting policy to make that easier, and then we also provided employees with up to 80 hours of paid leave because of these extraordinary circumstances. They can use that instead of sick leave if they need to for themselves or for family members.
When will you be looking at those policies again? This is a continually changing, very fluid situation. Will those 80 hours be enough at this point? When will you reexamine that?
So I think to re-examine that continually. I know that the Congress has been taking some action. I think I heard that there was legislation passed yesterday already, and we need to look at that and see how that impacts our employees and what we need to do next to support them.
Yesterday, UW-Madison said classes would be moved online for the rest of the semester and graduation ceremonies have been canceled. How do the universities come to make these kinds of decisions? And what are you seeing in the system with graduation?
So commencement ceremonies are a really important part of the end of the academic year for all of us. I had not seen any announcements from our campuses. I know it's something that all of the chancellors are talking about with their campus communities, trying to decide how to proceed as this plays out. That really is going to be a campus-by-campus decision, what to do with respect to commencement and how to celebrate the achievement of these students in these very strange times. The graduation of the students is critical, independent of what type of commencement ceremony there is, and that is something we're really focused on, helping students get to graduation.
We're talking with Rob Kramer, Vice President for Administration of the UW System. He oversees facilities planning, information technology, human resources, other services. Your questions here, 800-642-1234. Have your classes been moved online? Are they up and running? How is it going? How is interaction with your professor? Do you think students should get their money back if in-person classes don't resume? We're at 800-642-1234. Rob, let's look at funding here for a moment for students who can't complete the needed requirements, or they feel they aren't getting their education they've paid for through the delivery mechanisms. What would refunds look like, and what would tuition look like?
So I think it's important to acknowledge that this is not the semester any of us anticipated back in January. And so we're all doing our best to make sure that we do help the students continue to make academic progress. I think the question on the finances is one we're going to be looking at further. We have stood up a finance team to help each of the campuses kind of work through the questions they're getting with respect to refunds and other activities. We don't have answers on that yet, but we are looking at all the options.
Yeah, and certainly with student housing as well, if students aren't living there, if they've moved away from their dorm, I would assume that you're getting questions about, hey, can I get a refund for my housing?
Yes, we are getting those questions. And again, we're trying to look carefully with every campus at the options are.
There's also a lot of research that goes on all over the system campuses. What is happening in those laboratories and in terms of these research projects that often have life attached to them?
So that's a really important topic that has not got as much attention probably publicly as some of the other questions we've talked about. As you know, UW schools are really deeply involved in research projects, both at the undergraduate level, in graduate programs, and through the research institutes we have. Right now, faculty and campuses are working on how to identify and proceed with the different types of research they're doing to ensure that things continue appropriately. It's also been an area where many of the agencies that support the research are taking steps to implement special provisions reflecting the fact that COVID-19 is being so disruptive.
One thing you have to bear in mind that is perhaps a silver lining, you still have electricity. You can keep those lights on, the heats on, you can keep those freezers running so those specimens do stay safe.
Yes, you're right. The infrastructure continues to be up and running very well.
What about student-led groups and activities? How are student groups and organizations banding together and getting through this?
That's one of the remarkable things about how students stay connected today, very different than when I was a student.
Me too.
all of the online ways they're connecting and staying in touch with one another. Personal note, one of my students returned home yesterday, and he has been in touch with his friends and groups at campus ever since getting back. So they're staying connected and supporting one another.
They're staying connected and supporting one another. Are they doing outreach? Are they helping other students? Where are they in their communities right now?
So I'm always very impressed with how students work to support one another. From what I've been hearing, there's a lot of that interaction going on campus. Deans of students, student affairs officers, and others are really working carefully with students also to help provide support for them during this unprecedented period of time. It's important that they have access to those resources, even if it's not face-to-face.
Circling back for a moment to faculty, staff, your workforce, your UW system workforce, do you anticipate layoffs during this crisis?
I think that's a decision we have to get to as we go through the financial analyses. Depending on how long this plays out, I've seen a couple of different scenarios in terms of how long we may have these problems. But we're going to have to look at how do we make sure that the UW system is healthy over the next decade. So we have to look at some difficult choices.
Do the budgets, do the coffers, how much rainy day fund is there to get through something like this?
So that's one of the key questions that the finance team is looking at, and we're chewing through some different scenarios of how this might play out.
How can students' families help support their college students right now? What should they do and say?
I think it's important to talk about how students are feeling and the stressors on us and what questions students have about how will we continue all moving forward together to complete their academic programs, to move forward with their goals and aspirations in this very difficult time. So talking about it, acknowledging that this will be hard, but we will get through it.
Every day presents a new challenge in a very rapidly changing situation. What is your challenge today, Rob? What are you working on?
We're working on some of the questions that you and I talked about, the finances, making sure that campuses have the support that they need as they're making decisions, expecting this will continue moving very rapidly, also starting to look ahead. What does the summer and next fall start looking like?
Are you working remotely?
I have been working remotely. I'm in Madison today.
How's it going?
So far, it's been working very well. The tools that faculty and students have access to, we have access to also.
Rob, thank you for joining us, making the time.
Thank you very much, Kate. Stay well.
You too. Rob Kramer is Vice President for Administration of the UW System, overseeing facilities planning, information technology, human resources, and other services. Coming up, we talk about something many of us are doing or will be soon be getting used to. That's working from home. We find out how to get the most out of the home office. Yikes, if you have one, with Wired Magazine at our side. That's right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.